This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Welcome back to Casual Conversation. I am your host, Ryan Bean, here with a loud truck and a loud co-host, Lena Sweetser. So, we are going to talk all things life today, and thank you for listening to us.
Why was that truck so funny? I'm
it was, sorry. No, it was great. I think we should keep this. Don't edit this, Amber.
I want this. Stupidest timing ever.
No, it was perfect. It was absolutely perfect, because this is as real as it gets, guys. It's as real as it gets from the comfort of my backyard.
Yeah. Remember that time those dogs were like fighting
non-stop.
And like dying
non-stop.
Okay, we're back.
Yeah, we are back, guys, and we're here talking all things life.
Yeah,
and
we got a good topic for today,
and we are the main purpose of this podcast is to make real a thing again. You know, in a world that's full of fake, you're meeting two people as real as they come, or at least we try to be, and we apologize in advance for that.
Yeah.
Here we are. So, what are we getting into today?
We're getting into, first of all, my child. I'm sorry.
Oh,
it's
good.
Like out the window. Today, we can talk about habits. I know, so it's funny because a lot of people think successful people naturally just have all around good habits, but I will be the first to admit I have good habits, I have bad habits.
Me too.
Bad habits, you're looking at my body, that's a bad habit.
I love food.
Right? I do. We've talked about this. Yes. You and I text about it.
How
do
we
unhate food?
I'm Italian.
I am Hispanic.
Yeah. Guys, food's part of the culture.
You just made breakfast tacos and I ate two like in 2 bites.
I think, and then Amber came over, she goes, how many are you feeding him? I don't know. The neighbors might get hungry.
Yeah.
No one's ever going to be hungry in my house. That's the best.
But the problem is, you and I need to make a habit of eating the correct food.
The problem is, that's a big part of it too. And you know, I've got, you know, like I said, I'm pretty good when it comes to, I think you and I are the same actually, when it comes to our business, when it comes to being self-disciplined on, you know, like I cold plunge every day, used to like to work out, I enjoy lifting weights, you know, when I get to do it with my son. I hate cardio except for walks with my wife, but health as overall, it just takes so much effort. Like, you know, and again, it takes a ton of discipline, and it's very challenging in our industry because we're constantly in social settings.
Right.
Oh, you're doing open houses, you're wining and dining clients. I'm out doing the same thing with suppliers and clients. We're going out to dinners, we're going out to lunch. Alcohol is a very big part of the natural setting of what we're around. So it's very challenging. And again, it's an excuse. Absolutely an excuse. It's an excuse I make, but it makes me feel better about myself.
Yeah.
Because, you know, that means I'd actually have to work and say no to things.
Yeah.
And, but I agree. It's it's difficult.
It is, because
we have bad habits too. A lot of I have some good habits, but a lot of bad ones.
Yeah, like when I got in real estate, I was 130 pounds. And now I'm well above that number. I'm very seasoned in my weight. You know what I mean?
Yeah, 130. 130. You look weird at 130. That's too small.
Dude, I was pretty slim. Like I had a six pack. It was kind of nice.
Yeah.
I looked back on a photo the other day. I was like, damn. No wonder Cole picked me up in college.
And you got my cousin
now
back here that wants to get a six pack. She's trying to go strength, but she's disciplined.
But yeah, she is.
She is.
But it is easier to be disciplined when you're younger and you're single.
Yes.
And that ties into what Allison and I are talking about. So
yeah.
Amber did 75 hard. She's doing 75 hard. And I'm like, I love the idea behind that, but I also am a realistic person.
Sure.
And I gave up alcohol for, well, 9 months with Kian, obviously, but, like, randomly, remember that, was it last year or before? After New Year's Day, I was like, I'm not going to drink, and I went almost 4 months.
I don't miss it. Like, when I get rid of it, like, it's, honestly, I really don't.
Yeah.
Like,
it's just
thankful.
A social setting.
It's a social thing, right? Yeah, absolutely.
But Allison and his wife and I were talking about doing 75 soft, and it's funny that I called her so we can start this. She was like, I was just thinking about it too. So 75 soft is a softer version of hard, and because in hard you can't drink alcohol. And I'm, like I said,
so what is this? Like, tell what the,
so
I gotta know. 75
hard,
this is.
Amber, can you explain it from the back?
So 75 hard, you do 2 workouts a day for 45 minutes. One of them is outside, drinking a gallon of water a day, 10,000 steps a day, healthy workouts. Or, I mean, sorry, healthy meals. Waking up at 6 a.m. Yeah, diet plan. Waking up at 6 a.m. every day.
Reading.
Reading 10 pages of a book a day. There's just, like, a bunch of different factors.
It's really to reset your discipline. It's not a diet thing. It's a discipline thing.
It's just getting you, making the habit.
Yeah.
It's creating the habit.
And for the longest time, I had really good discipline. I mean, shit, when Kian was born, I was getting up at 4. I'm sorry. My workout started at 4:30. I was getting up at 3:45 consistently, and then work got crazy. And that's the issue. My job makes it impossible, I feel like, if I'm not if I don't work out at 5 a.m., I can't do it.
Yeah.
Because Allison was like, okay, if you miss the morning, then go during the day. I was like, that's not guaranteed.
Right.
And so it's really hard for me. But yeah, so I want to do soft because I don't want to give up alcohol for 75 days. I don't need to drink every day, so part of that would be I don't need to drink every day, but I can do one weekend. Like, Cole and I went on date night last night. I'm not going to be like, hey, drink sake by yourself at our sushi dinner because I want 75 hard. It's stupid.
Right.
So it's about being a better version, always working on you.
Always working on me.
To me, I'm like, okay, so to be a better version, if I drink the night before, I have to work out at 7:30, no later.
Okay.
And to me, that's forcing me to still go to sleep.
Yeah.
Like I said, I love hanging out with Turner's because we went to bed at a reasonable hour last night.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't stay up late. Y'all are a different story. You're a different breed.
I'm married to Allison.
I was like, actually, it's his wife and
Allison
my sister.
Bean, sleep is, sleep when you die.
Yeah.
Sleep when you die, so.
Sleep is for losers.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, when were you in bed last night? What was Amber in bed? 9?
Probably she's the youngest.
Lame.
But so I really like that, and I want to do it because we're talking about habits today, and I need to reset a lot of habits because my problem with real estate is I let it consume me, and then like I start eating out more. I stop working out.
Well, convenience, it's easy when, because of time.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, at the end of the day, you're working more hours than the majority of the people out there do. I do as well. I put in 11, 12 hours a day with my work. And again, people are like, oh, you're crazy. But I enjoy, for the most part, I have bad days like everybody else, and I've got challenging customers like everybody else, but for the most part, I enjoy what I do for a living.
Yeah.
So when I put in 11, 12 hours a day, it's a normal day. But I can tell you, I'm mentally exhausted. Physically, I can always do more. I'm pretty good about being able to still do stuff physically, but when I'm mentally exhausted by the end of the day.
Yeah.
The other issue with that is, again, my wife, we usually stay up fairly late, so getting up at 5 o'clock in the morning to work out, that's a challenge when I'm already getting up at 6:30, to get up, get ready, cold plunge, get dried off, get dressed, hit the road. There's not a lot of time in there. The getting up at 4:30 in the morning, guys, that's just not for me. That's rough.
And that's the issue too. And that's why I said, like, with Amber, it's easier to see because you don't have someone in the house like Cole who has, he doesn't eat healthy, but he's skinny as shit. It's annoying. So annoying.
Yeah, his sister's the same way. Their whole family. Their whole family's the same way. Yeah.
They don't gain weight.
Yeah.
And then he's now going to bed earlier and earlier. But before, he'd go to bed at like midnight. And that when I was doing the 4:30 workouts, he's going to bed at midnight. I'm going to bed at 8:30. And then you start to feel like this gap between them, right?
Well,
so
now
I'm like,
now
how can
almost
you
roommates.
Be more in sync?
Yeah, because you
and so now he and I are like, I failed him last week. But he's like, we're getting up at 5:30 because I'm going to try to do the 6:15 workouts. I think that's reasonable.
Yeah.
And so we're going to both try to get up at 5:30.
How long is the workout? 45
minutes.
Oh,
45
hour.
Minutes
okay.
to an hour.
Okay.
So, when I do Orange Theory, if not, it's going to be the gym. Because I want to get back working out. I know I'm my best version when I'm working out.
Well, there you go. And if you know that's going to make you better, it's going to make you better and translate into your real estate.
Yeah.
You got to push it. I got to do it as well. The problem is me and Allison need to push each other more.
Yeah.
And we don't do a very good job of that. Like, we are very good at when one of us, hey, let's go out to dinner, it's not a very hard push, right?
Yeah.
I think we need to do a better job of pushing each other. Like, nope, let's make dinner at home. Nope, let's eat healthier. We don't need to go out. Because a lot of times, again, it's just convenience.
Yeah.
Or it's like, hey, I just don't feel like doing it, so let's just go do that.
Yeah.
And then part of it's just getting that social time with my wife. But you can still be social at home.
Yeah.
You just got to make time to do it. So
play Plunder all the time like Cole and I do.
Lots of games. We play a lot of games.
Actually, I used to have Ticket to Ride. I'm like, I forget about the game. And we have it.
And we got some expansion pack yesterday. Yeah. Oh, but our neighbor Tina, that's her game.
She smokes us. So I want to play Tina on that. No, so I think the habit thing really comes down to the discipline. And discipline is a beast, man, that you have to learn to tame, in my opinion. And it's hard because I even like started to write a book. I'm not kidding you. 5 years ago, right before Ken, I found out I was pregnant with Ken. Because I was like, I'm going to change my life. After Cole and I got done with couples therapy, I was feeling good about my life. I'm like, I know what path I'm on. And I'm like, I want to start documenting. Documenting.
Yeah.
Did I say that right?
You did.
Why does it sound stupid? Okay. Anyways. You know when you say something, it sounds stupid, and you're like, but it's the right word?
I say it all the time. It happens to me pretty much every other sentence.
But I was like, I want to start, like, taking note of my life and how I've turned around. And I realized, and I wonder if I can still find it in my drafts because it's my old email. But I put it. I said, the one thing I need to change in my life is discipline.
And I think any good comes from that, right? And it's something that is hard to teach. Yeah. But once you have it, I feel like everyone that's disciplined, and you look at anyone that's successful, I don't care who, whatever industry they're in, anyone that's successful or anyone that's in good shape or fit or whatever, they have discipline.
I love them.
And they feel better when they do it. Like, I know for a fact for me, when I have that structure, I thrive off of it.
Yeah.
Like, I really enjoy it. I think for me, it's how do you get to that point?
You have to have a level of desire. We don't have a desire. So I remember I talked to my...
We haven't had a come to Jesus big enough moment to like where...
We need to go to confession.
Yeah. Like where my dad, like I said, my dad just passed away, right? And you'd think that would be eye-opening for me more so because he didn't take care of himself. And it's like he died at 74 years old. And I'm like, man, I've got way more life in me than 30 years. Like I want to go well past that. I absolutely do. I 100% do it. I want to because I feel like I have a lot... Again, I value this life so much. It's such a gift. And I feel like the more time I'm in it, the more people I can help, and the more people I can touch, that should be the driving factor.
Well, it should be a driving factor. You and I want my wife, grandbabies, great grandbabies.
Yeah, and I want my wife to still be attracted to me. Yeah, you know, which you know that might be fading.
I mean, you better get in shape, old man.
I know.
But I think it comes down to if you want to have high level discipline, you got to have a high level of desire, right? And I think we just don't desire it as much as we want.
That might be part of it, but I also think part of it's just that we have very busy lives. I mean, like I said, you're dealing
with... But there's always enough, but how much are we scrolling on our
phone? You're absolutely right.
Be in the gym.
You're right.
We're up, I don't know about you, sometimes I tell Cole I'm going to bed, and next thing you know, I'm on the phone for an hour.
Yeah.
And then I can't fall asleep because my eyes are like pulsing from the light.
You see, I'm wearing glasses. I told Alice, I said, I really believe, because I've always had a phenomenal eyesight.
Yeah.
And I really believe that over the last couple of years that my eyesight has gone down for where I can't look at things close.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's super blurry, and I'm like, I guarantee it's because I live on that stupid phone.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm on that phone all day with work, and then, like you said, you get caught up in scrolling on Facebook, and thankfully that's the only platform. Well, I take that back. Amber's got me on TikTok and Instagram.
We're on TikTok.
But it's her account. She just uses my name because I can't have another social platform, or else I'll be looking at one more thing to distract me, but... I agree with you. It's something that we know we need to do. It's pushing yourself to make it happen.
It's also the discipline. Like, I don't know about you, but when I get stressed and I need to take my mind, I notice myself naturally picking up my phone and just scrolling, mindlessly scrolling. I'm not reading anything. I'm just mindlessly scrolling. And I'm like, why do I do that?
Because it's a habit.
It is.
It's a habit.
How do I break that? So I started reading one book. I think it's called The Power Habit. It's yellow.
That's a great
book.
Yeah, I read that book.
The Power Habit.
I read that book.
Triggers, right?
Yeah.
I used to talk to Cole when he was smoking cigarettes. I'm like, the issue why you can't quit cigarettes is you have a lot of triggers. Get in the car after a meal, cup of coffee, stress, right? Before you had to work. Like, and he had so many triggers. And same with me. I'm like, okay, so I have, when I get stressed out, I've already triggered myself to mindlessly scroll. I just got to find a new outlet.
You gotta find a new outlet. And like I said, for me, I hate working out in general terms. Like I said, my son started pushing me to do it, which is a good thing. We're at the same gym, and he's very fit.
Yeah.
He's really into his fitness. So I'm like, okay, maybe I can rely more on Dylan, because Dylan will push me, which is a good thing, and then I get that bond with my son too, right? So it's like, not only does my son want to stay fit, he wants his dad to be fit with him, and it's time that we can spend together in the gym. It's an hour, so I have to trigger my brain. I have to change something in my makeup.
I disagree with you, though, that you hate working out. I think you hate it because of the shape you're in. I hate it because the shape
we're not. Yeah, that's probably
if
true.
If we were in better shape, I think we would love it.
Yeah, so, because it would push you more, because I would be more motivated to stay that way. Yeah. And be like, okay, man, I look good, I feel good. Is how do you get there?
But the issue is because it's our mindset. So we're going into working out because we hate the way we look.
Yeah.
Instead of going to work out because we want to love ourselves enough. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes perfect sense.
So, I heard that on the Mindset Mentor.
No, you're spot on. And they said, I used to be very comfortable in the gym, just because, again, I played sports growing up. So it was one of the things that you were forced to do. Every time I tell my wife, it's like, I feel better. Mm-hmm. I have more mental clarity, which is a huge thing for me. I hate being tired, as you know. That's one of my biggest pet peeves. God. One of the biggest reasons I got into the cold plunging, as big as I did, was because I love the shock, the wake-up factor, because I like to be alert, and I hate brain fog. I hate the 3 o'clock slump. I hate when I'm just dead tired and I want to sleep. I want to be awake as much as I possibly can. I just haven't found something that has triggered me enough yet to make me change, and I don't know why. It's so frustrating to me, because I feel like, in general, I do pretty well with everything else. Mm-hmm. But there's just certain aspects where I'm like, I just can't push myself to do it. And I think it's because I love people, and I love the social setting so much. And that's usually revolved around food, drinking, and things like that. And like I said, drinking is something I can give up pretty easily. It's not that big of a deal to me. The food and the working out are something that I got to figure out something. Because I'm still young enough, even though I'm not as young as you. Or definitely not as young as Amber.
Amber makes me feel
old. I know. I'm the seasoned guy here, but I can still write the boat, as we like to say, on my health if I get it, kick it into gear. Yeah, so.
I know.
I love the keto stuff. I love it. I can eat that because I like the food.
But the issue is the diet. If you do a diet, just to lose weight, exactly. Yeah, and that's why people kick back all the time, right? They're like, oh, I'm going to do 1,500 calories today. And then when you were consuming 3,500 calories, that's not sustainable. You're right, you got to ease your way into that. And because I've tried that, it's hard.
Amber, give us your rundown. You're doing, what day are you on the 75-day hard?
32.
So you're almost the halfway point. Mm-hmm. You've obviously had some days where you wanted to quit. There's days you wanted, like today, I was like, hey, you want some coffee? She's like, I can't have coffee. So
that's a personal
hard?
Goal.
I was like, I'm not doing 75 hard.
No, coffee.
I'm not doing 75 soft either if I can't have coffee.
I'll do 75 done.
That was just a personal goal.
Okay, so what, again, you got people listening to you. What, obviously, you've got that trigger that has pushed you. Mm-hmm. So what forces you to stay on track?
I think it's just because I want it bad enough. Like, if you want something bad enough, then you're going to keep going.
But why do you want it bad enough? What is the thing that's
making
you
want it? What's your desire behind it?
Yeah, what is behind
it? You want me a little fast, babe?
Just the body goal. I'll say it that way.
Okay.
Like, the body goal is what pushes me.
Okay.
Because when you see progress, like when you go to the gym and you see that progress, then it motivates you even more. Like, the step to get up and go to the gym is the hardest part. Is just that push of like, ugh.
But once your body's where you want it to be, that, I mean, you don't
even when
that.
You see progress, even when you see a little bit of progress, you get more motivated, because then you're like, I'm going to keep going. I'm going to keep pushing myself because it's already working.
Right.
It might not be where I want to be at yet, but I'm going to get there if I keep going on track.
I think what I took out of that is you have to be obsessed with yourself, not in a bad way. You have to obsess over that.
Well, again, you know, it's like there's got to be something. Yeah, I think there's got to be something that pushes you. There's got to be something to Amber's point that pushes you hard enough. And again, I'm a results-driven guy.
So right? You would think me looking at our videos, I'd be like, "Dear Lord."
I say that all the time.
But I
go right back to, "Oh yeah, I will have a glass of wine. That Camus does look phenomenal. Pour me a glass, lamb. Pour me a glass. Maybe two.
Why not the whole bottle?"
It's always a bottle.
Yeah. You never going to cork that bottle up. You don't cork. One simply doesn't cork Camus.
We don't cork anything in this house, okay? If the bottle gets open, the bottle gets finished. It's the way it goes.
But that's the issue.
I agree. It pisses me off.
Obviously, but it doesn't piss us off enough. There are times that I've cried after watching a video on YouTube.
Maybe you guys need to push me a little bit harder. Be like, Ryan, get your lazy ass up there and go do something. What did you eat today, fatty? That's what you should be telling me. Guys, I 100% do. I'm just putting it out there for everyone to hear. I am that guy.
All you guys need to comment on our videos, Ryan. Get your ass to the gym.
Yeah, because I love when people push me. Like I like to be pushed. I like when when I was growing up, it's like I want to be the guy in the gym.
Yeah.
Hit one more. You got it. I have getting yelled at, getting screamed at, that doesn't bother me.
Yeah.
That actually motivates me and pushes me harder. It's when I think the problem is having someone kick my butt into gear works for me.
Yeah.
It's to Amber's point. Man, do I really want to drive 10 to 15 minutes each way to the gym? I'm already home. I'm already exhausted. I'm in chill mode. My pool's in the backyard. I can just hop in the pool and enjoy my evening. No, I got to figure out a way to go do it. And if I had someone saying, like, nope, you got to go.
Yeah.
You got to go. Ryan, you're that much closer to your goal. You've lost a little bit of weight. You're starting to see your body transform. Push yourself a day.
Why don't you just get yourself a trainer? Now I have to be your trainer and your therapist.
Yes, girl.
And your co-host.
Yeah, because
I can. And your friend. You can't have all four, you selfish.
Girl, you know how cheap I am. That's the way it goes. I don't try to be. My wife made me that way. Frugal.
Conservative.
Conservative. I would blow every dime if she let me. That problem is she gets in the way.
But it makes sense with Amber, because I've been in a point where I was super fit. And I was like, I used to have to train for college soccer, but in the summers, you really didn't have to start training until like a month before season started. But I remember when I was my most fit and I would go run 4 miles, like it was, I'm not kidding, I ran like under 30 minutes. I used to slam mile runs and I would feel so good after. Mm-hmm. It sucked doing it, but I remember you just get in your own little world, and after that feeling of like, I just did 4 miles in under 30 minutes, or I used to do Chapman Hill 3 times. I love Chapman Hill. It's literally just a hill like this. You're just running up, jogging back down, running up. They used to do it for discipline for us when we got in trouble for soccer. Let me put it that way. It's not easy. It's not fun or easy. But I used to love it.
Yeah, because
I was good at it.
Well, you love the end. You love the what you
but
just push
so
yourself
fit
to do.
At that point in my life.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not kidding, Ryan. If I can find a photo of myself back in college, like, I would walk and my thigh, you would just see my muscle contract. Like, it was, I had a nice little body. And then I got a little happy and working adulthood.
You got comfortable.
Working adulthood hit me in the face.
Well, it's just, and again, that's life, right? And that's one thing we talk about on this podcast all the time is real life. And,
yeah.
I mean, and Lynn and I are living it every day. We have kids. We have stresses. We have bills to pay. We have responsibilities. We have, you know, you have your own business, which is even another level of stress. I somewhat have that because I got a team of people that are relying on me. A company that's relying on me. So you put a lot of pressure on yourself.
You do.
And, you know, at the end of the day, your home and those type of things, you got to be able to give yourself a break every now and then, but, you know, you got to do something about it, because at the end of the day, what should be pushing me more so is the fact I want to live a long life, and I certainly will not do that if I don't change the health habits.
Your health causes, or the way, if you're unhealthy, it causes all of your health issues.
Well, and I think if you're healthy, it automatically translates to a better business. I think clients look at you differently.
Well, it shows a high level of discipline.
Yeah,
this person's disciplined,
and that's what you talked. This how the show started, right? Or was discipline? And what does that say to your clients? What does that say to your customers? What does that say to your colleagues? What does that say to your boss? You know, whoever is like, hey, this person has discipline. This person's willing to push themselves. This person's a self starter. This person isn't having to have someone hold their hand through life. This person recognizes that fitness translates into other aspects of their life. And you know, we gotta get to the point where I'm speaking for myself, where I gotta stop talking about it
what does Cole always tell me? Don't talk about it,
be about it. Don't talk about it, be about it.
To me all the time.
Yeah,
but it's true. And I
will be getting a lot of steps in. I'll be overseas for a week next week, so
right.
I will be getting my probably 20,000 steps in a day.
Oh,
but I just
that's
can't
what you should do. When you hit your 20,000 steps, send a picture of Amber. We can put our little social media account.
Okay.
Ryan did it.
Yeah, I did it.
20 steps closer to our goal.
Yeah, we're going to ignore the fact that I had a couple bottles of wine today and, you know, multiple croissants, but I got 20,000 steps.
Overseas, though, the wine is much better than it is here because they don't put
all the crap.
Yeah, so just
I maintain. I do what I do now is just to maintain so I don't get worse.
But also look at, like, well, you're going to a different place, but, like, think of the Italians, right? Like, they eat food that we eat. Like, they eat bread and they eat cheese and they
just walk. They're always, they're moving.
But that's,
they're constantly moving. They're constantly moving. And in my job, I'm in a car or I'm in an office or I'm in a,
you know what I need in my life? Room. I need a lake house.
Make it a goal.
Because then I can be stressed. I could just go outside and just stare. Because actually, I do notice when I get stressed, I go and sit outside on my front curb and I just like look in the sky. Here comes Jesus, and then I go inside. So imagine if instead of like the curb, I had the lake, the water.
I think it's great.
That could be a tax write-off, right?
You absolutely could be. That could be where you have your retreats.
Like, this is how I reset for my business. It's kind of business. Tax write-off.
Yeah, mental health.
Okay. Mental health. Who wants to add to our funds? GoFundMe for Alana's mental health.
Absolutely.
No, but I think that's the issue, though, is I know for a fact I lack discipline in a lot of areas of my life, and it's been years of just kind of like self-hatred, honestly, and disappointment with myself that I haven't got my shit together.
I feel the same way because, yeah, look at what you just accomplished last month for your work.
But I am choosing work over myself. And that's why I'm angry, too, because it's like I constantly give to others.
Mm-hmm.
When have I ever given to myself? I'll never forget my, this is why my therapist even like him. I'm not kidding. He knows I'm a nerd. He knows I love Zelda. And there was one time he told me, it was 6 months ago, he said, when's the last time I played Zelda? I'm like, I don't know, like previous Thanksgiving, I think. He goes, that's all I want you to do this week. I want you to play Zelda. For as long as you want to play it, play it. And I'm not kidding, do not judge me. I played it for like 6 hours one night. But it was on a weekend night. Pia went to bed, Cole's chilling, he was watching something, and I just played Zelda until like midnight.
That's probably good for you.
It was great. Yeah. I found so many shrines.
But anyway, guys, we'll wrap this up. And you know, it leads back to what we talked about. It's habits. It's different for males and for females, but I think at the end of the day, the root is the same. You got to be disciplined. You have to push yourself through in anything, and your why has got to be big enough. And you got to find a, you got to find something that triggers you to where it's bigger than yourself.
And, well, and let's cut the BS. You got to let yourself know you are choosing this, right? But you're not changing your choosing.
You're not changing your choosing. There's one of your quotes. We gotta get that on a t-shirt.
I didn't say that though. I saw it from another quote, and now it's like it's true. I used to have my whole life. Like, I am choosing to be overweight.
Yeah.
I am choosing this. You're not changing it.
You are.
So you gotta cut the BS.
But you are choosing also to have a good time along the way. Not lame like you know. We won't mention any names.
Like 75 hard over here.
Yeah, 75 hard. They probably went to bed like an 8:30 last night.
Yeah.
It's, yeah. So cute. On a Saturday night.
How's that sleep?
Yeah.
It's
fantastic.
Love that for you.
Guys, thank you so much, as always, for continuing to listen to us, supporting us, liking us, sharing us. The feedback has been fantastic. The questions have been fantastic. And I'm glad that, you know, Lynn and I are back doing this way more consistently. We're having a lot of fun.
Well, Amber's been
Amber.
Big help.
Yeah, Amber has been phenomenal. So when you guys see all these things on social media, just know it has nothing to do with Ryan
or
Alana. There's skill behind the camera. It's the one that's the disciplined one.
Yeah.
So maybe that should tell you something. The discipline.
We brought discipline into our podcast.
We did.
Now look at us.
Yeah, exactly.
Just outsource the discipline.
Yeah.
If you learned anything for today, outsource the discipline.
Yeah. If you could outsource the working out part too, and figure out how to put that
in.
That's the next.
We should start a business.
Yeah. Don't do anything. Outsource the working out part of this. We got to figure that out.
Okay. On it. See you next episode.
Take care.
Bye.